You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Thomas York, Managing Director at Oceanic Capital and a Portfolio Manager on Covestor, the online investment company where people can automatically copy Tom's trades. Thomas, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
It certainly is our pleasure as well. So how did you get into the financial advisory business? And give us a little brief background detail, if you would.
Sure. It's a little unusual, Eric. I started in, of all things, bulk commodity shipping. And I would say that that kind of gave me an appreciation for big picture trends and macro scenes. And from there, I ended up working for E.F. Hutton and then ultimately working for Lehman Brothers for about 10 years. And then finally, before going off on my own, finishing my career with another commodities outfit, which was called Refco. And they had a securities dealer that I worked with for almost 10 years there as well.
What makes your investment style unique?
Well, I would say that I'm unique because I try to avoid what some people might refer to as stock picking or market timing as primary strategies. I like to use what we refer to as an asset allocation style. I'll try to get with each client, figure out where they're coming from and their background and any kind of needs or goals, and then try to develop a portfolio strategy. And overall, maybe sometimes people call it a holistic approach. And once we determine that, and then we commit to certain assets and try to rebalance it periodically rather than looking to make timing or specific stock picking a source of returns.
What exactly is asset allocation or the endowment style?
Well, it's got a kind of a fancy title. It's one of those things some people roll their eyes at. But very simply, asset allocation is just investing in a diversified group of assets. All of these assets have a different relationship to the general equity markets. And the idea is to create a mix of assets which collectively balance out your total portfolio. And in brief, you'll have days where some things are up, but some things will also be down. And the idea is that collectively they soften the blow of a major market move in any one direction. But, we like to think it's easier to step out of a pothole than it is to climb out of a sinkhole.
Well said. Today we're joined by Thomas York, Managing Director at Oceanic Capital and a Portfolio Manager on Covestor, the online investment company where people can automatically copy Tom's trades here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Thomas, do you have any specific tools you use that are a part of your research?
Well, in the research category, primarily we pay for our own research. And I think that's important to know the difference because a lot of firms are given firm research, and there may be some conflict of interest across the firms, whether they're investment bankers that are pitching deals or what have you. But we find that if we do our own research about research, meaning that we look for the things, the people who are writing about different asset classes and different sectors of the market that we really think add a lot of value. So then we pay for that research specifically. But beyond that, the most important tool we use is something called G-Sphere. And G-Sphere is a product that comes from a group called Gravity Investments. And it's a very, very complex software that helps us weight each asset properly and then determine which combination of assets work well together. Because essentially, some assets will be inefficient, and that basically means that their risk versus their return is not really worth it. So we will balance out a portfolio based upon an individual, and then we'll back test this portfolio. We can go back to the early 90s with most portfolios, But as a point of reference, this system has been run just on the 500 stocks in the S&P, and their weighting system, they back-tested it to the mid-90s and found that they got about a 4% greater return over just the straight S&P. Now, that's a pretty spectacular difference, and magnified over the 20 or 25 years, it really makes a dramatic impact at the end of your investing career.
Most definitely. Lastly, what exactly is meant by rebalancing and avoiding close correlations to your primary business?
Well, rebalancing, we think, is very important because, you know, once we sit down and figure out what mix of assets you should have, we want to make sure that we don't let that mix get too out of balance. So at some systematic or percentage-driven methodology, we'll determine that it's time to sell some assets because they have theoretically performed very well, and then reinvest that cash into asset classes that haven't quite performed as well. Some might look at that as a system where we take emotion out, but we're also forced to sell high and buy low, and that we find that maybe there'll be a 12-month time frame where that doesn't, you know, outperform the S&P if it's on a march straight up. But collectively, that strategy, taking the emotion out and rebalancing in that fashion over a period of years, outperforms and lowers risk. And regarding correlations to your primary business, I think it's important for people to remember that often they may have not only a salary drawn from a business, we'll say, in the oil industry, but they may also have a pension fund, or they may often have deferred compensation of other varieties. And that means, effectively, they have a fairly significant exposure relative to their total portfolio to the industry they work in. So, in our view, it doesn't make any sense to invest in any assets that are highly correlated to the industry that the individual is working in. We think that's just doubling up on your natural exposure. And that's where we get back to kind of our holistic approach. We want to make sure that an oil executive, even though he feels comfortable investing in oil, understands that he's already got a tremendous amount of exposure to that industry. So we look to avoid further investment in that industry, and frankly, any industry that we find is very closely correlated to the oil industry.
Well, if you would, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information and also how they can be in touch with you as well?
Oh, sure. That'd be easy. You can find us at oceaniccap.com, www.oceaniccap.com, or we are one of the investors at covestor.com. Either site, and you can get to us. And hopefully we'll have some tools up there shortly. You can plug in your own portfolio and see how it looks on the diversification scale.
Certainly appreciate that. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners along today's topic?
Yeah, I think one of the best tips I ever heard is a fairly straightforward one. You should invest early and often. And by that I mean you should get started as early as possible and stick with it as long as you can. And there's a funny story out there. There's many versions, but the one that rings the truest for me is the following. You can take an individual who starts investing at 25, and he invests for 10 years until he's 35. Well, when he turns 65, he will have more money in the bank or in his account than the individual who waits 10 years and doesn't start until 35 and invests the same amount of money from 35 to 65. So the point is, starting early and starting often is very, very important down the road. And the last sort of tidbit I would add to that, If you have the opportunity to use a Roth 401k, you start the five-year clock ticking early, which is good in case you need to get at your money. Then you don't have to pay any fines or penalties after 5 years.
Certainly has been good to have had you on the show. Thomas, great information, and thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
And Eric, thank you very much for having me.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Thomas York, Managing Director at Oceanic Capital and a Portfolio Manager on Covestor, the online investment company where people can automatically copy Tom's trades. And once again, the websites of reference is covestor.com as well as oceaniccap.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, We do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.